Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wizard Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. Welcome. I'm back. I've been out on the road in various places. I've just been doing a lot of workshops, and I was in Oakland like a couple couple weeks ago, and then North Hollywood. I did another workshop, and then I'm going to be on my way to Vegas, Las Vegas, at Enchanted Forest Reiki Center, and I'm going to do a Cultivating the Unknown workshop. It's a tarot workshop, and you know it's an experience. It's you know, the people that we gather for this, they will be the ones who are doing the reading for each other. And of course it's supervised, and you know, I'll throw in my my knowledge there of tarot and all, but it's about opening up. It's about being in a group of people that, you know, at the onset it's like, oh, you know, I don't know this person, or, you know, it's like I'm in with a bunch of strangers. How's this going to work, you know? And, you know, by the end of it, it's been my experience where, you know, people afterwards are exchanging numbers, you know, contact information, social media, that kind of thing. And it's about how one can see, you know, the value of being in a group and not holding back. Right, just being open, being yourself, and you know, accepting yourself first, you know, before anyone else can you know, look to accept you. And you know, that's the beauty of these experiences. So that will be Saturday, May the 4th be with you. And that's at Enchanted Forest Reiki Center. I always have to like, and it goes from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So 2 p.m. to 4, this Saturday. I have another, store in Bakersfield, Enchanted Cottage. And I always have to make sure that I'm not like, you know, getting those two mixed up, because Enchanted Forest is in Las Vegas. Enchanted Cottage is in Bakersfield. And that is on May 18th, that Saturday, so 2 weeks from, in a couple days, there will be a Mystic Fair, and I will be reading for it. I think it's my fourth time that I've read at the Mystic Fair. It's either three or four. I think it's my fourth. I think I've read for three of the Mystic Fairs, and always a great day. It's a long day for me. I usually read from 11 a.m. to about midnight, and that's like 13 hours, and it's pretty solid. As far as, you know, I remember one year there, it was about 95 degrees out, and I just drank water like crazy, and I think I had a burger thrown in, you know, at some point. I think I was able to just run and grab something real quick, but that was quite the marathon, and I loved it. You know, I love those opportunities to meet the community there, and Bakersfield has a really wonderful metaphysical community there, and so that's at Enchanted Cottage, the you know, annual Mystic Fair there, and they really do it up nice, where they have music and entertainment and food. There'll be a food truck there that's, I believe it's a Mexican menu for Mexican food, and you know, the owner, one of the owners there is a professional magician, and he's like doing these illusions that will just knock everyone's socks off, not just one sock, but both socks, plural. And so that'll be like a really great day. I'm really looking forward to that. May 18th, Saturday, at Enchanted Cottage in Bakersfield. Gosh, what else am I doing? I'm just talking about what I'm doing. I have a meditation, because I am also the Om wizard. You know, it's like I have Om chant albums out there in the world that are played in meditation halls and yoga studios and birthing centers, hospices, just anywhere where one is looking to create this meditative environment. And the Om is like one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful tone, to just put you in sync, to kind of plug you into universal energy. And, you know, I discovered, you know, I'll say, you know, it was kind of accidental, but I discovered that I had a gift to intone the Om in a way that has benefit for others. And so, voila, you know, it's like I'm that person in the world who creates, you know, what one of a few that really stand out to, you know, create really beautiful, powerful albums there that have that Om, that kind of have that just magical quality to it that does the job. And, you know, as a offshoot of that, it's like I do meditations in that are live. And this one coming up on May 11th is a well-being meditation. And that will be a cleansing of our emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental bodies. And, you know, it's usually a time to do the meditation there for a couple hours. And then within those 2 hours to do the meditation and then integrate it, to be able to talk about it. You know, so that, you know, there's an understanding. No one is leaving with any questions about, you know, their experience. And, you know, it's a moment to share with a group. I'm really big into, you know, the sharing with the group, because the group energy has a lot of value to someone looking to, you know, make strides in their life. You know, it's like it's a way of quickly kind of getting over oneself, you know, as far as being self-conscious or anything like that. It's like, you know, when you're in a group of like-minded individuals and you're able to, if you're not able to express yourself when you're in those circumstances, then I can only imagine how difficult it is when, you know, one is, you know, really feeling pressured, you know, really feeling like an oddball or an outsider. And, you know, if one is able to do that in those realms that they're semi-comfortable in, then, you know, that's a step. That's a step towards, you know, then doing that in arenas that can be a little bit more tricky to navigate. And, you know, so again, I'm all for, you know, that inclusive, safe, you know, supportive environment, you know, creating that. And then we just have, you know, we have fun too. And again, it's like, you know, there's opportunities for people to meet each other, to connect with each other, on the social medias afterwards, and, you know, just, you know, find like-minded folks. And it's important, you know, to have, to find groups or just, you know, friends that you resonate with. It's an important thing. All right. So, my website, Jason D. McKean, See, I just ramble on for like 10 minutes, and it's just like, thank you for listening, to Wizard Talk. I hope that, in the end, it's all, very informative. My website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, and it has my tarot reading schedule and workshops and my Om chant albums as well. All right, so this idea of the tarot and all being kind of a means of opening up, looking for one's direction forward. It's like I do so many readings out in the world with individuals and with groups too, but mostly with the individuals. It's like there's a lot of different areas that can be tapped into that one can bring up. But some of the basic, the core issues are all going to be pretty much the same. And that, we're wired in a certain way. We all have our points of differences. We have, some of us are very emotional. Some of us are more mental. Some of us are, maybe we have like a lot of fire in our belly and all. And then our challenge, I like that word. Our challenge is to be able to, pull it together and to, make sure that we're putting our best foot forward in the world and that we're getting things done. That, if that's our goal to, to have goals. I guess there are a few people that don't have goals. It's like my goal is to sit on the couch and binge watch. I'm teasing. As far as like that, that's not my goal. But I one can have that goal of, just making sure that they consume every single series that was ever made out there. Am I being judgmental? Probably. Because I guess there's a time to be in a place of storytelling and consuming stories. Can we be entertained to death? Absolutely. I always look to see about if one is being in a fulfilled space, and if they are in a place of alignment with a calling, a purpose, a direction that begins from within, where you have this magnetic pull towards an area of interest that you would like to see yourself involved in and, to be able to make money at, to sustain yourself, to build a career, to, have that alignment of passion and manifestation. That's the wizarding way. And, my job as a reader is to make sure that people are aligned within themselves. So when they say they want something, that they're not blocking themselves, for one. If they're wanting a career in a certain area, if they're wanting a relationship, if they're, looking to expand their own being, take on more things, more responsibilities, more areas of life. And, that's a thing that we do when as we age or get older. It's like something that we can do when we're, a young adult. It's like, sky's the limit. And, there's a way to go forward that is in sync with ourself. And I pulled a card, and that was the Page of Wands. And for me, the Page of Wands is the card of communicating with our own spirit and having that clear channel of, where we're in a place of knowing what it is that is at our core. You know, if we're a healer at our core, that we know that about ourselves, so that we can take that fire, that energy, that place of you know, our own spirit, and look to manifest that in a way that it fulfills that. You know, it's like you know, we may not know at an early age exactly what that would look like. You know, if it's a healer, you know, if it's an artist, you know, it's like, you know, I had, I guess, a desire to create, just, you know, paintings and music and sculptures and movies and all that when I was young, you know, like from very early on. And it's like I got my first movie camera when I turned 13. And so there's like a lot of fire within me to create. And it's that beginning just motivation. And then, you know, how it is that one, you know, looks to implement it, to move it out there in the world, so it's, for one, it's recognizable to, you know, yourself and others, you know, because you know, one can they can, you know, be in a place where they don't allow themselves to fully you know, get to a point of where they're able to connect with others. I mean, I've seen, you know, some artists and all, or people who have a desire to create, to share something, where it can be pretty amorphous, where you're really not sure what it is that you're looking at, and in some ways, sometimes they're fine with that, but I think that they would want something a little bit more coherent too. And you know, it's like sometimes if we kind of start with the basics, you know, like the mediums that we do have that are kind of accepted or just known, you know, it's like I think of like a painter, you know, like Picasso or Dali, you know, like looking at their very early paintings, and they started off, you know, studying, you know, form in kind of a realistic manner. And then once they learned those basics, then they started coloring outside the lines, you know, they started thinking outside the box and all. You know, it's like the musician who learns scales and you know, who learns how to play their instrument in a certain way, so that that they can then you know, have the just stamina, if nothing else. You know, anyone of you know, who's played guitar, or like I you know, grew up playing bass and guitar, and it's like you have to have really strong hands. You know, you have to have a lot of stamina when you play, and sometimes just, you know, playing the basics, they can do that. They can, you know, create that that stamina, that then you can start to experiment and put your own voice into it. You know, and you know, I mean, that's not everyone's exact journey, but it's a, if you're drawn towards an area and you don't have that ability to kind of leap out of the box yet, it's like, go to the basics, learn the basics, and then start, you know, playing around the edges and you know, developing your own style. With the idea of a crisis of faith, right? Because I pulled this card, the Page of Wands, this communication with our own spirit, and you know, I do have people that come to me that feel lost, like they have lost that connection. That they had it, you know, they had a connection, and you know, that's the thing about life too, is that, you know, it's never stagnant like that, or static. It can be stagnant, but it's never static in that, you know, it's just stays the same. You know, if we're not looking to, you know, move in a direction that keeps things flowing, keeps things going and flowing, you know, then it can be, you know, where one starts to lose a connection with themselves, so that they can start feeling a little bit, you know, lost. And it, you know, when I say, like, you know, faith, right? Because, you know, there are cards that speak about, you know, taking a leap of faith, right? You know, faith is usually attributed to religion. You know, it's like where one has, you know, the faith of something that is outside of themselves, and someone would attribute that to God, or, you know, a figure that has to do with, like, a certain religious text. And, you know, that's, everyone has their own way of you know, defining their part in the universe. But when I use the word in kind of a tarot sense, in a general energetic sense, it's about tapping into that part of us that is kind of, that has kind of the larger blueprint of who we are. And I would see that as our spirit. And, you know, that's the flame within. That's, you know, when, you know, someone dies, that's the part that is gone. You know, it's like, you know, Elvis has left the building. You know, it's like there is no more, of the defining essence that still resides, you know, as far as in that particular vessel. You know, it's no longer animated by the anime, the spirit, animus. I think that's the Latin, like animus, the spirit. And to have a lack of faith, or a crisis of faith, is when we're not getting a sense of the overall blueprint that is embedded within us. You know, we've lost contact with that, you know. And, you know, are there aspects to that, you know, where, like, you know, our expectations, once, you know, let's take a look at that. As far as with it, was it examples, right? Because examples are great teachers. Let's say one wants to be a musician. One has the fire to be a musician, and, you know, one then translates that, expresses that desire into playing an instrument, and so one, like, you know, has that belief about themselves that they are a musician, and they are there to, you know, share this gift with the world. They, you know, take that and they write songs, and they book a gig, and they go out and they bomb. Just meaning that, you know, it's like, you know, maybe they're playing a club, or, you know, a coffee house or something. And, you know, it's just, everyone is, like, not, no one pays attention really. You know, it's just everyone's involved in their own conversations and all that. And it's just like, I mean, that's a very common, you know, place where musicians go to once they start out, right? And I guess, you know, to say it bombs is kind of a judgment. It's like, you know, the musician can, it's their choice to take in how the actual experience affects them. You know, if they get any kind of, you know, positive feedback, then they can, you know, certainly let that resonate within. They can let it feed their spirit. You know, it's like, aha, you know, I'm making a difference. I'm on to something here, as far as, you know, this being a thing that, you know, not just fulfills me, but it's out there in the world. It has like an effect with others. You know, if you know, people are just, you know, not appreciative, if they are you know, not complimentary or whatever, then that can be an energy that one takes in and says, oh my God, you know, this is, I feel terrible, you know, this isn't working at all, you know. And so, you know, one can start to chip away at this belief in themselves, you know, as far as a musician, you know, with readers and all, being a tarot reader. It's like, if my experience was to sit with people, and at the end of it, they say, you know, I'm more confused than when I came in here, and I this was a waste of time. If that's the case, right, then this desire, you know, to be a tarot reader, it needs to be examined, right? It needs to, you know, one needs to go in and kind of recalibrate, reset the stage there, you know, figure some things out, and maybe, you know, change it up to where, you know, maybe one is in the wrong setting, or, you know, I certainly, with reading thousands of people, I've had, you know, a handful who will, you know, I won't resonate with. But if it was the case that everyone was having an issue, then it would be time to really rethink it. As a healer, you know, if you're not getting the results of actually healing someone, you know, where they're getting better, then it's time to rethink that as well. And that can lead to, you know, this crisis of believing in oneself as having, you know, a certain gift or a certain power, you know. So I wanted to look at, through the tarot, you know, what it is to, what's the energy that brings you to a point of crisis? You know, just to see what the cards say, you know, what is it that kind of tips one over to where they start to have that self-doubt, or that doubt in themselves. The card of the group comes in, the five of wands. You know, it's a card in the Wizard's Tarot. It's a card of cooperation with others, of where everyone is on the same page. In the Rider-Waite deck, in the Universal deck, there's an aspect of competition, of where you know, things are not you know, quite harmonious as depicted in this deck. But I look to see with this particular aspect, because the wands, they represent spirit, and in this card, everyone is like putting their energies towards creating it's like moving towards a higher ideal, or where everyone puts their gifts towards bringing about a higher essence. It's like they are all working together, and it's that adage of the sum being greater than its parts, where one is able to go in and have an effect by being at your greatest like activating your greatest level of power, or just making sure that your gifts are in tune, so that they're not holding everyone else back. And to be able to be in that energy of where you're feeling like your work is adding, or it's contributing to the overall goal. It's like let's say someone's in a band, right? Because most musicians are not just solo musicians, unless they're just there with their guitar or piano. It's like there's usually a group effort, and a band is only as good or great as each member is, as they are contributing to it. And if one is lacking, and this can happen in very successful bands too, where a member will start to become less of a feeling like they're a part of it, and maybe they'll have a substance abuse issue, or something like that. I mean, it's very, very common, and they start dragging down the whole, the combined effort of everyone. And that can certainly have an effect on everyone who's involved, where they feel like because there's that weak link in the chain there, that the whole thing is like suffering. The Hierophant comes up, the wounded healer. And as far as like bringing you to a point of crisis, it's like the Hierophant is a card of specifically in this deck where Chiron, the wounded healer, is a mythical creature, centaur, that was immortal. He was shot by Heracles with a poisoned arrow. He couldn't die, but he was in a lot of pain, and so he scoured the earth there to find remedies and salves and all this healing knowledge to create a way of being able to ease his own suffering, and within that, it's like he found ways to find a way to not just hoard the knowledge, but to share it with others. It's an incredible card, and what is it that can bring one to a point of crisis is where one's suffering is kind of the worldly suffering. It just can like just bring you to your knees, right? And you know, certainly it takes extraordinary effort to want to turn that around, to take, you know, your suffering and make it a positive and all. But it's that external suffering, you know. So looking at kind of the energy of the external, you know, or the, you know, that which affects the body, the physical, you know, that can bring one to a crisis point there. And this more wands, interestingly, the Six of Wands. So we got the Five of Wands, the Hierophant, and the Six of Wands. Interesting. And in the Wizard's Tarot, the Six of Wands is a card of putting one's desires in a spotlight and like being on stage there, you know. And this particular card depicts someone who is on a stage and they are doing their thing, and you know, some of the people are paying attention, some are not. And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about, you know, earlier, where, you know, one can have that burning desire to share their gifts and all with others. And if others are not responding in a let's just say a desired way, or a way that can, you know, feed someone's their hopes, right? Then that can bring about that crisis, you know, where one is, you know, expecting enough to get, you know, to refuel and to, you know, move on to like the next presentation or gig. And you know, so that can, you know, create an issue too for someone. And you know, with those three, I mean, it looks like, you know, it can be very much an external influence that allows for someone to question their own direction forward. And question that they're in on the right path, let's say. I mean, that's a pretty common question there, you know, that tarot readers get. It's like, am I on the right path? And no, it's not, when am I going to die? It's like, you know, no one asks that. They ask that as a joke. When I'm working at the Queen Mary, that's when they ask that question. And if you want to like know the answer, then you have to go to the Queen Mary next year, if I'm working it. But you know, to see, you know, the crisis, right? It's like, you know, if someone is in that place of crisis, you know, what can they do to either move through it or, you know, recapture you know, the essence? Or, you know, is it about, you know, graduating to another level that's a little bit more informed, you know, where one you know, can see themselves in kind of as a work in progress, and not get wiped out, not get discouraged. So I just want to take a look at that energy of how one, you know, can move forward. Page of Swords. That's interesting, because you know, the Page of Swords in the Wizard's Tarot, there's this page, this young girl who's up in a tree. And she's looking down there. She's in the higher limbs of it, and there's a lot of butterflies around, and butterflies, they are symbols of transformation, and the swords you know, the page is all about communication. The swords is all about the mind and identity, the logic of things, and how we use our mind to plan things. And it's a card of how we talk about ourselves, how we share with others in a way that looks to be transformative rather than in another way that can be less in a place of awareness, because I feel that, because of the butterflies there, it's like, allowing for our conversations to tap into a transformative manner. So if one is like, perhaps, talking to someone else, like, let's go back to the example of the musician who, their gig didn't go over so well. Let's say this, didn't make an impact where people were moved to the music. And so this would show me that it's a good thing to talk about that experience with others who it can be helpful, who can be honest and to learn from it, not to block your heart, not to close yourself off to any kind of criticism that again could be helpful. It may not be exactly what you want to hear, but it may be what you need to hear so that you can take a fresh approach and learn from it and grow from it. All right, second card. Ooh, I like that. The Ten of Pentacles, the card of wealth, success. And as I like to see it, it's a card of community, of knowing that no one succeeds just by themselves, that there's our social circles, our families, our partners, even our dogs. there's like the guy there who's petting his two dogs, just kind of like the Rider-Waite, but in the Wizard's Throw, it's like a couple dogs. And yes, I have two dogs, and I pet them frequently and praise them, because they're good boy, and good girl. But it's about how one keeps a perspective of what success is, for one, because it can mean a lot of things. And instead of it just being about one thing, about like attaining a great amount of money, or even if that's the case, it's like it's like that's a flow of energy, and what does one do with that money? Are they able to reinvest within that community of support? Because it's about keeping a flow of energy alive and keeping the energy of success alive so that, one can, keep being in that space of abundance and support. And again, community is a really strong word that I associate with that card. And to be able to like get you out of a place of where you're just questioning, everything about, what it is that you've been working towards, moving towards, It's like, you know, are you able to, what are you able to kind of, you know, take back or bring back into, you know, this community of support that has allowed you to, you know, get to the point that you're at. And, you know, the idea of broadening your definition of success so that, you know, one doesn't get stuck on one aspect. You know, for instance, the musician who is you know, playing in front of audiences. It's like if you're looking for a specific response and you don't get it, you know, it's like you could be, you know, just completely upset about that. But there may be other responses, you know, that occur where it's like, oh my God, you know, I never thought of that. And you know, where you start to see where your talents lie. Not that they're not telling the truth. Where they are actually where they're founded, you know, where your talents are. All right, third card. The Nine of Cups, I'm sorry. So the Ace, stop. The Page of Swords, the Ten of Pentacles, the Nine of Cups. And the Nine of Cups is the wish card. And I'm going to make a wish for myself. Just placing my hand on it because I make everyone do it. And for, you know, those areas that, you know, come up for me, it's like, you know, my desire to go to a heightened level. So that I am, you know, not in a place of crisis, of questioning, you know, if I'm doing the right thing, if I'm on the right path. You know, I'm pretty sure that I'm on the right path. That's not my question. Is that path an easy one? No. Is it a fulfilling one? Yes. But that card of the Nine of Cups, it's a card of saying yes to life, of opening up and welcoming opportunity when it comes to you, and opening up one's heart center, and embracing, you know, like. Again, going to the example of the musician. It's like embracing the audience that comes, you know. It's like maybe you had a different audience in mind. But if these are the people that are showing up, then it's like, you know, welcoming them and embracing them and you know, seeing that, you know, your the blueprint that is within you, that is your spirit, it may not give you those exact plans about, you know, once you start expressing what your gift is, you know, it seems like it's pretty open-ended. Like who's going to respond to it? But it's always up to you to respond in a way of being in gratitude, or, you know, being in a place of longing. You know, it's like, oh, I wish it was something else. You know, I want something that's more along these lines. You know, but you know, if that's the case too, it's like, you know, what can you do to change it up? So that it can be geared, you know, towards, you know, more of what it is that you want. You know, do you have control over that? Is there such a thing as control over that? I'm pulling a card to see what it has to say about that. And the justice card comes up, the card of balance, of karma, even, you know, of that, you know, which is that which you deserve, you know, that which you, you know, through past actions. It's like what it is that you're, you know, bringing in to balance out one's, you know, I guess the past, you know, the past energies, you know, so that energy can balance out and clear, and you know, that's my understanding of karma, anyway. You know, this card of judgment, of justice, is in the Wizard's Tarot, she's weighing a heart against a feather, you know, while she's being looked on there by an owl, you know. And you know, the aspects of wisdom, of being in a place where one is not you know, taking on new emotions, new energy that can be negative, that can weigh one down, because that heart is expected to weigh the same as a feather. And you know, if we allow for ourselves to be in this lightness of heart, then we can stay in a balanced place. And so, you know, this area again of just looking at our expectations of, you know, can we, like, you know, change the outcomes for ourselves, you know, or do we get what we get? It's like, you know, sometimes by being in a place of gratitude, we can, you know, for what it is that we do get, it's like we can build upon that to move towards, you know, something else. But you know, it's reminds me of the person who is just never satisfied with anything that they get, and if we are in that place, then we're, you know, cheating ourselves of the overall, you know. It's like it won't matter, you know, what it is that comes to us later. We're not going to, you know, find joy in that either. So, again, going to that example of the magician, musician, or the healer, you know, who is taking on clients, the tarot reader, I can certainly relate to this, you know. With you know, it's like I get the people who come to me, you know, and if I'm like, you know, sitting there going, oh, I don't want this person, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's this person, you know, it's like, I want someone else. I want, like, you know, someone with this type of issue or this kind of, you know, question, you know, then I'm just robbing myself of being in the moment of helping anyone who comes to me. And, you know, not to say that, you know, one can, you know, have a different type of client come in down the road, but it's like being open to everyone, and not bogging down, like, your way forward. You know, it's like, you know, creating these stipulations for these opportunities that can open up for us. And again, I feel that, you know, in that realm of spirit, it keeps it kind of vague on purpose, you know, or open-ended. I think that it keeps it where, you know, if we knew the exact details of everything that was to transpire, to come forward for us, you know, it's like we would, you know, perhaps want to fast forward, to only certain parts, you know, just like, you know, watching a movie on your computer, you know. And it's like, you know what? Oh God, this part's boring, you know. I want to go to this part. Go to the action scenes, or go to the love scenes, or, you know, whatever, you know, you feel is the most important, but you may be missing out on the parts that are just as important. You know, they say that in music, that the pause or the silence is just as important as the note. The silence is just as important as the note, because it's the juxtaposition, it's the interplay that creates rhythm, that creates a sense of, you know, the patterns of the familiarity, that creates the individual aspects of any you know, type of music. And sometimes those parts of, you know, where we have an interaction or so, that may feel like it's a waste of time, right? Is it? Is it a waste of time? I mean, it's just something to ask yourself. I'm going to choose one more card, you know, looking at you know, the crisis of faith there. And I pulled the three of swords. Not that I wanted to, but it's actually a really great card to kind of, you know, close on, because I feel that it's a fixable situation when one is in a place of suffering or heartache, or, you know, where there's conflict within oneself, within the mind and in the heart. You know, like specifically, it's like, you know, shows those three swords that are, you know, crunching down into a heart, and it looks fatal. You know, it looks like, oh, this is messed up for sure. And, you know, it's not the greatest, right? But that's what a crisis is, right? It's like the mind is like, you know, going like crazy to figure out, like, how do I get out of this, or, you know, what's to be done. And, you know, sometimes with, you know, in the case of this card, it's like the mind, it's just trying to control the heart, you know. One could look at it as the intellect trying to, you know, make so much sense out of the soul, that intelligence center, you know. But if you look at it again with, like, kind of the soul having the larger picture, but kind of less informed, because the mind is that part of us that likes to just kind of fill in all the blank spaces, right, with information and all. It's like the your spirit may want to go west, right? I need to go west. But, you know, it's like your mind is the one, well, okay, I got to take the I-10 from here. I got to, like, you know, make a stop here. I got to get gas here, you know. So it likes to know all the details of it. But our spirit is, again, that kind of more vague overall aspect of who we are. And, you know, the more we allow for our mind to, you know, just kind of, you know, start pulling some of those swords out, you know, where I'll liken it to claws, you know, like the mind wants to put its claws into it and kind of hang on for dear life. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing to me? You know, I have to figure this out, damn it. And it's just like, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. That's the person who's like the East Coast going west. Where the more we allow for our head, our brain, to, you know, not have to, like, just know all the steps, you know, because it's and kind of deal with things in the present too, you know, and just kind of go from there. All right. Looks like we're wrapping up here. Thank you so much for listening to Wizard Talk. I'm going to be in Las Vegas on May 4th. May the 4th be with you from 2 to 4 p.m. at Enchanted Forest Reiki Center there in Las Vegas. And I'll be doing the Cultivating the Unknown workshop, which it's really quite an experience. It's a lot of fun. And you know, I'll put you to work, you know, but it's good work. It's you know, everyone has can have like a really great time with it. So please, you know, and it's like $20, you know, for the 2 hours. You know, it's like a very inexpensive way to spend time for the value for what you're getting. So come on out. Enchanted Forest Reiki Center, May 4th. All right. Many blessings again. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk, and I will talk to you again.